The distinctive sound of the Irish whistle there, played beautifully by Joni Madden and the group Cherish the Ladies, entitled Longing for Home, as I'm sure many Irish exiles are. The Irish Republic is made up of 26 counties. The largest of the counties is County Cork, way down in the south. And the smallest of the counties is County Louth, which is on the east coast. Listen to Brendan O'Dowda singing a lovely song. Brendan himself hailed from County Louth, no longer with us, he's gone to God. But he singing the praises of his girl from the wee County Louth.
Round Erin's green shores there are colleens galore, with a charm and rare beauty endowed. But none can compare with a colleen so fair, my girl from the wee county Louth. From Dundalk to Baltrae and on to Ardee, her beauty is known far and wide. 'Tis heaven when she goes strolling with me by the banks of the gay rushing Glyde. Eileen, her eyes are as blue as the skies that shine over lovely Greenough. Her hair purest gold, just like Emer's of old, and I love her Macushla astole. Neath tall Anna Verna, the sun says good night as it peeps o'er the hilltops of blue. In that heavenly scene, I kissed my Eileen, and we vowed that we'd always be true. I've a nice tidy house, I'm content with my lot. In my skies there are never a cloud. With my babe smiling there in her own little chair, and my girl from the wee county Louth, and my girl from the wee county Louth.
Ah, that is one lovely song. My girl from the wee County Louth, from Brendan O'Dowda. Now we're switching from County Louth, we're going to Dublin itself. Dublin, the capital of Ireland, which is situated on the east coast of the country. And this particular track I bring out every so often. It's done by my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. Who else if they're singing about Dublin? And it tells of a man, and he's looking over Dublin, and he's remembering, as they say, Dublin in the rare old times. That's what Irish people say when they're talking of yesterday or years gone by. They say, ah, yes, in the rare old times. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. And he remembers the children's games, street games that they played. Ring-a-ring-a-rosie, pocket full of posy, at you, we all fall down. And he recalls those days in Dublin and how he fell in love with a girl and from the Liberties, which is a district of Dublin. But she was whisked away to England by a student. And he's the old man now looking down, and he's not impressed with the new up-to-date Dublin. He likes to think of Dublin in the rare owl times. Dublin City Ramblers.
The based on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be. Born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy. Like my house that fell to progress, my trade to memory. And a courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Well, the years have made me bitter, sure the gargles dimmed me brain, because Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The Pillar and the Met have gone, and the Royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Donaliffy, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times.
The beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish that I enjoy so much is jumping from one geographical area of our country to another. We've just been in Dublin on the East Coast. Now we're going up to Donegal. And as I say, I think every week on the programme, Donegal must be the most sung about county in Ireland. Here we have a song I mentioned early on about fishing, did I not? Well, here a song dedicated to the fishermen. It's entitled The Boys from Killybegs. Killybegs is a fishing port right up in the northwest of Ireland. Have a listen to Briarfolk and their version.
They're high in rugged hills on the coast of Donegal, and the fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing I know right well, as the pay to take a living from the sea. With the peasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now you're heading out to sea, and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall. But the sun comes riding high, and the clouds will sting by, and maybe today you'll take a bumper haul. With a pleasant road and sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now the weather's blowing rough, and the work is very tough, and the ropes and raise the welds upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, for whoever you may be, when it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. With a pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now there's purple on the hills, and there's green down by the shore, and the sun has spread its gold upon the sea. And there's silver down below, where the herring beaches go, and we catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. With a pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet all gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. When the boys of Killybegs come rolling home.
That was Briarfolk singing The Boys from Killybegs. Well, they were actually singing The Boys from Killybegs. That's their accent. And I love that song. It's a good foot tapper. Would you not agree? Now, I'm a little excited because the other day I was sent a track by a group called the Byrne Sisters. And they're singing here the lyrics. I never knew there were lyrics to this song. I used to play this myself as an instrumental. The Irish pronunciation is Éamon an Cnic, or Ned of the Hills. But they've got lovely vocal. They've got a lovely vocal to it. It tells the story of the young man, Ned, young Ned of the Hills, who serenaded all the young ladies with his music. Take a listen to the Byrne Sisters and Young Ned of the Hills.
With the young Ned of the hill. Young Ned of the hill has no castle, no hall, no bowman, no spearman to come at his call, but one little archer of exquisite skill has shot her bright shaft for young Ned of the hill. It is hard to escape from this young lady's bower, for high is the castle and guarded the tower, but the mind knows the way where the heart holds the will, and Eileen has gone with young Ned of the hill. Eileen has gone with young Ned of the hill.
Now, here's a group that I can be honest with you and tell you I know nothing about, but I think they make a lovely sound. They're called the Kilkennys. I imagine they come from that fair county. And they're singing a song that I think I played on last week's programme, but not by them. I think I played the Sean O'Shea version of it. Will You Go, Lassie Go? And that this is, I do believe, a Scottish song, but beautifully sung by an Irish group. Take a listen.
Oh, the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go together to the wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie, go?
My true love, she were gone, I would surely find another, where the wild mountain thyme rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie?
And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go together to the wild mountain thyme, all around the blooming heather.
Now, I want to explain to you a little about this next track. Through many parts of Europe, we have various travelling people. Here in Ireland, they're known as the Travellers. And on the continent of Europe, we're Gypsies. I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore, though. But you get the general idea. These folk travel around the country buying and selling, and they don't live in settled communities, but most of them live in communities in sort of caravans or mobile homes or what have you. But unfortunately, this song says the life of the traveller is changing. Listen to Liam Clancy's version of The Travelling People.
I'm a free-born man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode with nomads, I have one. Country lanes and byways were always my way. I never fancied being numb. We knew the woods and the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter days were over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. Those were good old days for a rover. Open ground where a man could linger for a week or two, for time was not our master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog, nice and easy, no need to go far. Life hard, and I've known it easy. And I've cursed the life when winter days were dawning. But I've laughed and sung through the whole night long. Seen the summer sunrise in the morning. All you freeborn men, traveling people, every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going, your traveling days will soon.
I think that's a great song. I have the Johnsons singing it somewhere along the line, but that's Liam Clancy and his version of the song The Travelling People. It speaks volumes. I think on a recent programme I played for you a Phil Coulter song, if you recall. I think it was Scorn Not His Simplicity. I'm going to play for you another Phil Coulter song. This time it's sung by Paddy Riley. Phil himself, a wonderful musician, known all over the world now, and has made lots and lots and lots of albums of all styles and genre. But he also was, well, a very accomplished songwriter, and had many hits. I think, well, we won't go into that now, but this is the song that tells his life story, in as much as he was born and lived in Derry, which is a town up in the northwest of Ireland. And then he moved to Belfast and went to university and became a musician. But here he's telling his story of Derry, the town that he lived in, and how it's changed. He starts off by telling us how he got music and he joined a band, and then he tells us how the whole thing changed. This was because of what we call, quote, the Troubles. Early '60s and '70s, when Ireland was stricken with violence from both sides. But now, thank God, that, well, the peace process brought that all to an end. And he tells a story of how the women used to go to work in the factory in the Creggan, which is a district of Derry. And then all of a sudden the whole thing changed and the British Army moved in and the place was full of gas. And then he says in the last verse, please God, the peace will come to my city in the end. And thank God it did. Listen to Paddy Riley's version of The Town I Love So Well.
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our schools played ball by the gas yard wall. And we laugh through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were days in so many, many ways, in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn calls women from Craigan, around the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children and then walked the dog. And when times got rough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride for the town I love so. There in the Derry air, like a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life, and I found me a wife in the town I loved so well. But when I've returned, how my eyes were burned, see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and that damn barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they'll not forget, still their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done, it's done, and what's won, it's won, and what's lost, it's lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
If you recall, at the beginning of the program, I was talking about emigration and all our people going away to various parts of the world. Well, here's a similar sort of song. This is sung for us by Dolores Keane. Now, Dolores is a wonderful singer, steeped in Irish traditional music. All her family were traditional musicians. Here, she's singing a song. Before I play it, I just want to say I mentioned earlier that my grandson, Emmett, and his partner, Alana, are way out in Australia. And, well, here's Dolores Keane, and she's singing Far Away in Australia.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day, over the sea, these words are true. Far away in Australia, now has come the time when I am ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind.